I believe that concludes our business for the day. If any urgent matters of state arise, I shall be tending my garden, but only the most critical matters. I trust your discretion in that regard. You, new boy, come here. Look up at me. Yes, really. Genuflecting to your empress is proper, but I prefer to be able to look my most loyal servants in the eyes. Today is your first day as a member of my harem. Your lapses will be excused, but only once. Come, follow me. It is time for your training. Yes, you may ask me questions. I prefer my pets to be curious and vocal, so long as their loyalty is unwavering. Yes, I do intend to train you myself. I do the initial training for all my pets. I find it helps them remember why they serve. I had these gardens built for my harem when I took the throne. The previous empress was an unpleasant woman. Her harem was dirty, dark, and cruel, much like her heart. Here we are. Enter. Remove your clothes and climb onto the bed. A fine specimen indeed. My servants did well to find you. Now spread your arms and legs. Do not be shy, my pet. Remember, you belong to me. Body. Heart. And soul. Now I will bind you with these silk cords. Do not worry about breaking them. They are thin and supple and ever so soft, but quite unyielding, much like myself. Now it is time for your training to begin. We start with the rules of this place. You must not only memorize them, but make them part of yourself. The first rule is that I am your empress. What happens in this place may make you feel like you have power or control, but always remember this. I control your life and death, your pleasure and pain, your joy and sorrow. You live to serve me. I may allow others to dally with you from time to time, but you are mine. The second rule of the harem is that my pleasure is paramount. If I order you to please me, you will do it. If I order you to beg me for permission to come, you will do it. No task I ask of you is too small, and no cost is too high to bring me pleasure. At any time of the day or night, during meals or sleep or illness, if I call for you, you will come. The third and final rule is that you can never leave this place. I have crafted this oasis, this ideal for you. Your needs will be met, your body, mind, and soul cared for. Anything you desire, you need only ask, except for freedom. As Empress, my duties are tiring and stressful. I must have my most obedient servants ready for me at a moment's whim. These rules may make life sound harsh, but I promise you, the rewards for your service are ample. This is part of why I conduct the initial training myself. To remind you how pleasant it is to submit and serve me, and how pleasurable it can be to simply give yourself away. But only part of the reason. I do so love a fresh cock. I love to see the uncertainty and confusion in my new pet's eyes fade away into desire and lust for me, for my touch, and the pleasure I can bring you. I see you're growing hard for me, pet. Is it the promise of pleasure? The fear of pain? The knowledge that you are mine, completely and irrevocably? That twitch. It answers my questions, though your lips remain sealed. You love knowing that you are owned. You love knowing that you're mine. Hush, pet. Don't bother to deny it. You cannot lie to me. I can see the truth in the throb of your cock and in the bead of precum forming on its tip. Here, let me wipe away the doubts in your mind. There. Isn't that better? Just give in to me. Just give in to this feeling. Oh, you have such a nice, shapely cock. Oh, you're so hard in my hand. That's a good pet. Moan for your empress. Soon you will learn your new role in life. You will know just how good it feels to serve me. Don't be shy now. I love to hear your breath grow ragged. And watch your eyes glaze over. Your breath grows faster. And you're dripping precum everywhere. Let me taste it. Good. You've been eating your fruit. Such beautiful whimpers. I believe you're almost there. Aww. You don't like that I stopped, pet? Would you beg me to continue? But I thought you didn't want to belong to me, body and soul. So quickly you change your tune. If you want me to continue, you will have to learn to please me. Now, I'm going to lower myself onto your face. You will pleasure me if you want any chance of me touching your cock again today. Understood? Good boy. Oh, yes. Very good, pet. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh. Yes. Just there on my clit. No, keep going. There's no use begging yet, pet. Once I've come, maybe I will grant you what you wish. You do beg so prettily, though. I love hearing my new pets break for me. Especially the handsome ones. You stopped. I have no patience for brats, pet. I will not relinquish control to you. You will pleasure me, or else. That's better. Don't stop again, pet, or a little frustration will be the least of your worries. Excellent work. A little more practice, and you might just be one of my favorites. Oh, gods, yes. Right there. Oh, I'm getting close. That's a good pet. Work your tongue. Yes, I'm so close. Keep going. Oh, keep going like that. Oh, yes. My pet is so skilled with his tongue. Very well done, pet. And I see you're still hard as granite for me. Very good indeed. Now beg for me to stroke your cock, pet. Beg to be mine. To be used as I see fit. I said beg, pet. Do not mistake my bliss for weakness. I will have your obedience and your adoration one day, once you've truly learned how fortunate you are to serve me. Good boy. I will stroke you, because you did beg so prettily, eventually. you're positively dripping for me. It does lubricate so wonderfully, doesn't it? I can tell by your breath that you're almost ready again. Does it feel wonderful knowing that you're receiving pleasure from the Empress herself? Does it feel wonderful knowing that you're mine to pleasure and punish as I choose? And speaking of punishment, you're so close. I think we'll stop here again. Perhaps if you had given in with grace, but then, perhaps not. After all, I have had a very stressful day, and the thing I need most after a long, hard day is, well, I think you know where I'm going with this. I'm going to ride you, pet. I'd suggest you try not to come until I do. Because if you come before me, I'll just keep going until I get off anyway. And that may not be very fun for you. But do you remember rule number 2? Oh, very good. My pleasure is paramount. Now, pet, prepare yourself. Yes. You feel me so beautifully. Now, before we go any further, this is for being a brat. And this is for getting the answer to the question right. I do so love leaving marks on my new toys to remind them of our time together. Oh, I felt you twitch, by the way. You are beginning to learn that the pleasure and the pain can both be rewards. When properly applied. Your cock is so wonderful, pet. So nice and hard for me. Good pet. Let me hear you moan and whimper. Fuck yes. Good boy. Feel free to thrust your hips up to meet me. How sensitive are your nipples? If I pinch one, I see you enjoyed that. And this one? Oh, you just keep throbbing more and more. I want to feel you fucking spill into me. I want to see you lose control of yourself. Oh god, yes. I'm getting so damn close, pet. Are you prepared to serve your empress? That's it, yes. Fucking come inside me. Oh, paint me with your fucking cum and... Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, it's pulsing. Oh, inside me. Oh, yes. Good pet. Yeah, keep going. Oh, I want all of your cum. Oh, yes. All of it. Oh, good fucking boy. You did very well today. Oh. Yes, I will untie you. So, pet, what did you think of your first lesson? Be honest now. I said honest, pet. I told you before, I prefer for my closest servants to feel somewhat more comfortable with me. Better. The confusion will fade as you grow accustomed to your new life. And as for the pleasure, that will only grow with time. How are your wrists? Good. You served me well today, pet. Most do not do half as well in their first lesson. I suspect you and I will see much more of each other very soon.